Have you noticed how quickly people redefine words when Scripture confronts desires? The phrase, contrary to nature, is one of the most argued phrases in Romans chapter 1. Some say nature simply means what's normal in culture, as if Paul were only saying this goes against first century customs. But Paul's argument is not cultural, it's creational. He just finished grounding truth in creation. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen in what has been made. So when he speaks of natural and unnatural, Paul's speaking of design, not tradition. The physical reality of male and female bodies is not culturally conditioned. It's divinely fashioned. The biology itself preaches, you don't need a Bible to know what fits together. Creation itself testifies to God's intention. So to reinterpret nature as social customs is to ignore Paul's entire argument. It's also to ignore the visible order God has woven into humanity from the very beginning. But again, the goal here isn't superiority, it's clarity. Christians must know why Scripture teaches what it teaches. That way, when our culture redefines vocabulary to justify desires, we can stand anchored to the truth that God built into both creation and conscience. Pray this with me today. Father, help me not only read your word, but also see your wisdom in creation. Keep me tethered to your design so I don't drift into cultural confusion. And here's two people that you can pray for today. Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter in Peru. And also, the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast for the people of Ukraine.